everyone.
Hi, guys.
Hola. Oh
my Hola.
God. Hola. You're listening to It's About Damn Crime, episode 55.
Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that. I needed to write that at the top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're a mess.
72 times.
Hey, man.
Scott's a mess. He's not prepared.
I come equipped to
this
do
this. This is a professional
job.
Podcast.
He's wearing a wife beater.
What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. I don't even want to talk about this.
Yep.
I don't even know where to start with this. All right, anybody have anything interesting to talk about?
I almost went into the wrong car. Okay, I tried to unlock the wrong car at work, and it wasn't working. I was like, oh, my key fob died, so I stuck the key in, and I was turning it. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And then I realized it wasn't my car. That's hella embarrassing.
You're so embarrassing.
Nice.
The life of Justine is never boring.
Dude, the best time ever is when I was on a date and I was like making out with this guy against my car. And then I got in the car and I sat down and I was like, nope, not my car.
You got in?
I got in.
How did you get in?
They didn't lock their car.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I was like looking around. I was like, this is not my car.
Oh, man.
Why is there a crack pipe in
there? So embarrassed.
I've been watching Queer Eye.
Obsessively. It's obsessively. A real problem.
Have yeah. you?
Yeah, I watched the whole...
Wait, do you guys live together?
Right. Who are you again?
I know. I watched the whole season last night.
Is it good?
Jesus!
But I was also in and out of... I was watching it, like, on the TV. I was in bed.
In my bed.
In my bed. So I watched, like, the first four episodes, but then the last ones... I had to watch them over again because I was falling asleep. Yeah.
Dude, it's dangerous putting that TV in the bedroom for her. Like, when we didn't have it in there, she got so much shit accomplished. Now, all of a sudden, it's back in there, and nothing's going to get done.
I was doing research for the Patreon episode, and so I was doing it, and I kept looking up and just getting, like, distracted.
Yeah.
What?
It's cool, man. Take your time.
When did you move it? Were you using it for your...
Yeah,
I was
using it in the computer room as a second monitor.
Oh.
Ghetto style.
What now? Did you get another monitor?
Nah, I just
you
don't
just
need,
don't
it.
Need it anymore?
Yeah.
You're not that dedicated to your craft?
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't like streaming that much.
Oh. Gotcha.
Me and Justine have also been listening to a podcast.
Oh, yeah. We don't have a promo this week for you guys, but we do like to recommend our podcast that we like to listen to.
Yeah.
Podstalgic. What?
We like listening to Podstalgic.
Yeah.
I was just listening to that the other day. I was listening to the Princess and the Bride episode.
Of course you were.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
It's a good flick.
Oh, my God.
It's a good movie.
We also have big bonus for Peter over here.
I was about to say, shout out to your boy, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Our podcast shout out of the week is Missing and Murdered, Finding Chloe.
Yeah.
Such a good podcast. There are three episodes in so far.
Yeah, you need to go listen. This is the same chick that did Missing and Murdered, Alberta, right?
Yeah, Alberta.
What was her last name? Alberta. Yep. Alberta from Alberta.
I keep on wanting to say Alberta Williams.
Oh, it is Alberta Williams.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I will look right now.
Okay.
Yes, Missing and Murdered, Alberta... Alberta. Oh, no.
Alberta Williams.
Thank you. So, Alberta Williams was a part of the Highway of Tears nightmare.
Yep.
And now Cleo is a part of the 1960s scoop, which is...
Yeah, where the...
Government.
The government.
The Canadian government.
The government.
Exactly.
What is it? The
RCMP.
Took the baby...
The babies.
I can't say it.
Oh, say it again.
Indigenous.
Oh, they're good.
Indigenous?
Yeah.
Got it.
Nailed it.
Indigenous babies away from their parents.
Yeah.
To...
Put them up for adoption.
Yeah. Into white families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this story is about one family in particular. And, of course, they're really good about... It's about one person, you know, like Alberta Williams was about her, but they talked about the whole Highway of Tears disaster. And then this one, they're talking about the 1960 scoop and focusing on this one family, but you're also learning about the whole fucking debacle at the same time. And yeah, it's about, I think there were six or seven siblings and they were all adopted out and they've all managed to find each other except for one sister, Cleo. And so we're hearing her story and it's heartbreaking. Like I cried first episode in. And I keep wanting to cry. It's disgusting what was done to the Indigenous people in Canada.
Yeah.
So go check that out.
Yeah. It's Missing and Murder Finding Cleo.
Yep. And while we're talking about podcasts, we'd like to talk about our own podcast and how we made it onto the iTunes top comedy chart.
Yeah, we were number 160. And yeah, how long were we there for, Justine?
We were there for 48 hours.
Nice.
Like 48 hours on A&E.
Uh-huh.
We won't forget about you when we're famous.
and then we were murdered.
And then we were murdered.
And removed from the top list.
Yeah. So...
But yeah.
But we were happy to be on there for about 48 hours.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, good movie.
Like it wasn't real life.
Good moment, I meant to say.
Good. Yeah.
Good moment.
Thanks to you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And thanks to Two Girls, One Ghost, who let us know because we were not aware.
No, we were not. Segment coming up at the end. Scott's in charge of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're
not well researched, you know who to blame.
We played this game before.
Look forward to minimal effort on my part.
Oh, gosh.
No, this one I actually took from a listener. This is a listener suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done this one before. It's a fun one.
Yeah.
So tune in to find out at the end.
Yeah. All right, before we get started, I wanted to shout out Lauren.
Lauren!
Who messaged me on Snapchat and told me that she too can smell her boogers.
Lauren! Do we just become best friends?
I happen to think you're both crazy, but...
I feel like only people that are sick can smell their own boogers. So maybe get that checked out.
Like sick in the head?
No, like actually sick.
I can smell my boogers at all times.
Well, you got metal clanging around in your nose, that's why.
What does it smell like?
It just smells like boogers. You can't explain it. Right, Lauren? You can't explain it.
Smells like pennies.
No, it does not. It just smells like... I don't know. Because boogers are just dust, right?
Dust and mucus.
Dust and mucus in your nose?
Yeah.
Accumulated? Gross, huh?
Yeah, so whatever. That's one more point for you.
Yay! And way to go, Lauren! Picking Team Boogers!
I'm very disappointed in you.
Okay.
All right.
Are we ready now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right, so I want to start this episode, because I have mine in my head. I want us to recall our most violent dream that we've ever had.
Violent.
Violent, maybe scary.
I have a lot of them.
You have crazy ass dreams.
I have really crazy dreams. I don't.
I had a dream one night that I was like fighting with my mom before I went to sleep, and I dreamt that she was standing in front of me and she was crying and I cut her arms off, like, on each side of her body.
Not where I thought that was going to go.
She was, like, sobbing and crying and she was like, why would you do that to me? And I woke up and I was like, oh my, like, it scared the shit out of me. I had to go check on her to make sure she was still alive.
It's a pretty tame response in her defense, like, why would you do that to me?
She's like, no arms.
Why you do this?
Why you do this?
Yeah. That was something that I did.
I always have dreams of murders trying to come and murder me. And I always have those where like I'm trying to hide, you know, and escape. But that's it.
You have, like, zombie dreams.
Zombie dreams, yeah.
That's my number one nightmare, dude. For some reason. I'm not even that scared of zombies, but for some reason, like, just get mad zombie dreams.
I love zombie dreams.
All the fucking... They are kind of cool.
They're fun. Because
things are going all right.
Are you badass in your zombie dreams? Because I always am.
Sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes I'm just running.
Cut off my mom's arms. So clearly I can cut off zombie arms.
Dude, I had a fucked up dream one time where I was confronting a school shooter. Uh-huh. And I didn't know he had a gun. He was just like making a ruckus in like the recess yard or whatever. And I went up to him and he fucking pulled out of his belt with a quickness and just shot me. And I fucking died in the dream. Or I was bleeding out in the dream. I don't think I actually like passed, but like... Scared the fuck out of me. I woke up in a cold sweat and everything.
Yeah. So creepy.
Shot me right in the neck.
All right, guys.
Scary.
So, those are our horrible dreams. And if you're not aware yet, this is a episode about sleeping.
Sleepwalking.
About a sleeper. And we want to hear your craziest dreams. So, I'm going to say head over to the Facebook group.
Yeah.
It's About Damn Crime.
Tell Facebook us that group. Shit.
Yeah, we want to hear about it. We'll do like a post or something so you guys can share your your dream story.
And just imagine if you acted out those dreams.
Yeah. Like, so cutting off my mom's arms, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had done maybe that. Don't do that.
So okay, well, now we want to talk about a thing called parasomnia. And you guys, we want you to put your smart helmets on because we're about to get real, real technical. So parasomnia is a sleep disorder that involves abnormal movements, behaviors, emotions, perceptions, and dreams that occur while falling, while either falling asleep, sleeping. It could happen between sleep stages or during arousal from sleep.
Oh.
I knew when I said the word arousal, Scott would be like, boners?
He literally didn't hear anything else you said, just heard arousal.
Huh?
Oh.
So most parasomnias are in dissociated sleep states, which are partial arousals during the transitions between wakefulness and NREM sleep, which is non-rapid eye movement, I believe. Or wakefulness and REM sleep, which REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep.
So you're still like asleep, but you're waking up.
Mm-hmm.
The most common REM sleep parasomnia is RBD. I read that and I was like, resting bitch, what is that?
Okay, it's fine. Resting bitch dick? I don't
know. All right. RBD allows your muscles free range to move around, which ultimately can lead a person to act out their dreams and can result in injury, such as bruises, lacerations, and fractures to themselves or others. Many patients who suffer from RBD take precautions to protect themselves from hurting themselves or possibly someone else. Lots of people sleep with other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times they'll tie themselves to their bed. They'll use, like, pillow barricades to, like, keep them in, like, a little baby, you know? Mm-hmm. Keep yourself in place. Oh, they make, like,
a fort.
A port?
A fort.
Oh, a fort. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Pillow fort, uh-huh. Did you ever make forts with a sheet and, like, a fan? And, like, the fan would blow up into the sheets and, like, keep them?
No.
No, that's, losers. Like, on another level.
I just made a regular fort with a sheet and...
All right, we're gonna do it after this.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Just drinking in a fort with a fan. Oh, that sounds amazing, actually.
Right? It's kind of hot today. It's
been overcast. Weirder shit.
Okay. Or sleeping in a completely empty room with just a mattress so there's nothing to hurt themselves, mm-hmm. hurt someone else, whatever. So 90% of RBD patients are males and most are older than 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind.
Dude, I also read, real quick, I also read that REM sleeps within the first 90 minutes of you falling asleep. And when sleepwalking occurs, mm-hmm. that happens in stage 3.
So you could be like in a full-blown fist fight while you're sleeping at that point, like in a dream, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like you'd be actually fist fighting in real life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So you guys are probably thinking, like, why the fuck did we give you all this fancy worded information about sleepwalking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because on September 21st, 2010, 48-year-old Joseph Anthony Mitchell murdered his 4-year-old son, Blake. And what was his defense?
What was it?
Well, he was innocent, of course, because he was sleepwalking, everybody. That's what his defense was. He was sleepwalking.
This defense makes me angry.
I know. Now we're going to give you the backstory.
Some backstory here, guys.
Okay, so start over.
Okay. So Joseph Mitchell and Christine Parolini, I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Parolini, okay. Met in the early 1990s in a hospital emergency room in New York. She was a nursing assistant and he was an emergency medical technician. 18 months after they had their first daughter, Lexi, they were married in 1998, and 2 years later, they had baby boy, Devin. Then the family moved to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
You can't just make up songs.
No, that's the state anthem.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
Don't fucking lie for her.
Yeah.
Slip me some skin.
Oh, my God.
So, the family always struggled a little financially. And in 2006, their home almost went into foreclosure, but they were able to pull it out at the very last minute.
Yeah, I think Christine's dad
helped them.
Went in.
Yeah.
For to like make up the difference, but also went in on the mortgage.
So then Christine got pregnant with Blake, and she says Joseph became distant after that. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't talk to her for weeks on end. I guess we can assume that he was not completely overjoyed about this new baby.
Yeah. Which
because,
I get.
Because they were already having financial issues. Yeah. So now you're adding another baby into the mix. It makes things even harder. Mm-hmm. But eventually Joseph came around and he even delivered little baby Blake.
Yep. I almost said, yeah, buddy. It's a problem.
You've been saying, yeah, buddy, all day today.
I've been watching a lot of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, buddy.
Pauly D. It's happening.
Cabs are here.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. But then in 2008, during that bitch-ass recession,
oh, yeah.
We were all there. Mm-hmm. Joseph lost his job and was out of work for 2 whole years.
That's a long time to be out of
work. So long.
Imagine that, dude.
Yeah. With a family.
And then you have, exactly, you have mm-hmm. a family to take care of.
Yeah. So people that knew the Mitchell family said they lived beyond their means, and Joseph often hid their financial situation from Christine. In fact, the family home had been foreclosed on again, and Joseph, without telling his wife, had agreed to surrender the keys to a real estate agent on September 22nd, 2010, which was exactly one day after Blake's tragic death. So he's agreeing to give up the house a day after Blake is murdered.
It's kind of something to really look at. A little bit
sketch.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's also important to note that Joseph was so stressed out about their money problems, obviously. Mm-hmm. And because of this, he was only sleeping for 1 hour a night mm-hmm. for weeks, which is insane.
Yeah. You can't survive like that.
Yeah, no.
Sounds brutal.
Mm-hmm. Now, sleep deprivation could make anyone crazy. Anyone. But the question is, would it make you kill your child?
Don't you, like, hallucinate off of lack of sleep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Well, in this case, it did. And you know that's what Joseph claims.
Yeah.
He slept, walked, and, you know, killed his child. But he didn't just try and kill the one.
Yeah, this is where this whole story sort of falls apart.
He tried to kill all 3 of his children. Which is insane.
In one night.
In one night, exactly.
Okay, so back to the night of September 21st. Oh, my God.
Go. Are we wowed
thank for you? Thank you. Appreciate it. Everyone went to bed at 9 p.m. Then at some point, Joseph Mitchell got out of bed and went into his 13-year-old daughter's room, Lexi's room. Mm-hmm. He was wearing a Halloween mask.
Where the fuck did he get that Halloween mask
from? Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe he kept it in his bedside table.
Oh, like maybe when him and his wife used to role play?
Maybe they were doing some weird stuff, you know?
He's the monster and she's
Halloween
the
Halloween mask like Michael Myers?
No, just a Halloween mask.
Like a monster mask. Yeah. Joseph then tried to shove her head between the wall and her mattress. I think he was trying to suffocate her. Mm-hmm. She passed out for a minute. Then Joseph went over to 10-year-old Devin's room and tried to cover his mouth. And when Lexi woke up, she heard Blake crying and ran to help him. She attacked her dad.
Yeah, she did.
Which is pretty badass for a 13-year-old. She elbowed him and bit him. And he wouldn't stop. So she ran to get her mother for help. And her mom told her to go grab her brothers and hide in the room. So Lexi ran back to the room, got Devin, then picked up Blake, who she thought was sleeping, and went to go hide.
We all know how this ends, guys. Blake mm-hmm. wasn't sleeping. Mm-mm. And Joseph, in fact, had suffocated little baby Blake. Joseph eventually, he locked himself in his study, then stabbed himself 3 times in the stomach and cut his own throat. Now, Christine's dad had also lived with the family and called 911. So now we're going to insert the 911 call. I just want to give you guys a warning that this 911 call is very disturbing. Mm-hmm. So, fair warning.
Yeah. If you want to skip ahead, how long do you think?
We'll just say four minutes.
4 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, just skip 4 minutes if you don't want to hear the 911 call. Listener discretion is advised.
Something going on with a young boy and my son-in-law. We need help. We need ambulance and police. Please.
Okay.
We have a dearly emergency. There's a young boy, my grandson, 4 years old. We can't wake him up. The father is locked up in a room. We don't know what's going on. Okay. Everybody's screaming.
And tell me what's going on.
I don't know. My daughter's up there screaming. So her husband is in his study. He won't come out. And now there's a young boy. His son, 4 years old, we can't wake him up.
Okay.
And I don't know what's going on. We need emergency as fast as possible.
Okay, sir, how old is it your grandson?
My grandson is 4 years old. My daughter's trying to break into a door. We don't know if he's alive or not alive. We don't know what's going on.
Okay, you said you can't wake your grandson. Are you actually close to him?
I'm not. I'm downstairs because I had to get my phone. I can go upstairs.
Okay, where are you trying to wake him up from? Is he in the room with the mail?
Hold on. No, he's in another bedroom. Oh, my daughter's bringing him back. We don't know if he's dead.
Okay.
Please.
Sir, are you still on the phone?
I'm sorry. Now I can hear you. My daughter's very upset, yelling and screaming.
Okay. What's going on with the little boy?
We don't know. He's incoherent.
Okay. Is he breathing?
She thinks the husband did something. We don't know.
Okay, Sarah, is the baby breathing?
Is the baby breathing?
No.
No,
it's not everything.
She knows EMS and stuff like that. She's trying to do something. We're very upset. I'm sorry, we do need a hell of a lot of help here.
Okay, this is your son-in-law that's in the room with your grandson?
No, my son-in-law, we don't know where he is.
Okay.
We think he's in a room upstairs. It's the grandson, my grandson. My daughter's at Strut, and because the baby's dead. That's what she thinks. He's not breathing. He's completely lipless.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Sir? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's my baby, too, you know?
I know. I understand. Are you able to get to the baby?
Yeah, but she's got him on the living room floor downstairs.
Okay. Is paramedics there?
Yes.
Okay. Are they right there with him?
Yes, they're
Debbie from Megan. The first responders are on scene.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. So that was heartbreaking.
Yes.
Yeah, we're sorry if we made you cry.
I almost cried.
It teared up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so of course paramedics and the police arrive. Blake is transported to the hospital and later pronounced dead. Police have to break into the study to get Joseph. He's also transported to the hospital to treat his self-inflicted wounds. And when Joseph Mitchell wakes up the next morning, he is in complete shock that he is in the hospital. The last thing he remembers is going to sleep and has no memory of attacking his children.
That's insane. So Joseph is quickly released from the hospital, arrested, and he's charged with 2 counts of attempted murder for Devin and Lexi, of course, and 1 count of first-degree murder for Blake's death. And because shit is slow as fuck, we always say that in every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
Our system is just really slow. So the trial started 4 long years later in 2015.
The prosecution believed that Joseph Mitchell was a big fat liar and he was not asleep when he murdered his son, but his intent was to kill all of his kids because he was so broke he couldn't afford to take care of them anymore. Mm-hmm. They also had evidence they had lied to Christine about where he had gone to college, which he admitted to doing it because he wanted her to believe that he was a different person, whatever the fuck that means.
Maybe he wanted her to believe that, I don't know, that he went to a better college and that he was...
I think he lied about his family, too. Like, he said he was from a real loving home, and he was not. I think he was in a foster care. I think I read that. He was in foster care. That could be completely made up. FYI, everyone. But I'm pretty sure he made up some sort of story about his family. They're really great, and they were not.
The defense argued this sleepwalking RBD theory. And Joseph Mitchell had absolutely no memory of hurting his kids. In fact, he says he was dreaming he was saving the kids from being attacked by monsters. when he wore the fucking monster mask.
He was the monster.
Yeah, he was the monster. Oh, let me not forget this. There was also the time that in the middle of the night, he had reached over and in dead of sleep, hit Christine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes you hit each other when you're sleeping. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah, he's hit me before.
Your arms flail.
Yeah.
Like.
Shit happens when you're sleeping, yeah. Right?
That doesn't mean.
If there's any time, like. I feel like any time I want to do anything and get away with it, like so, like stay up all night playing games and Brittany's mm-hmm. going to come down. She'd be like, why aren't you in bed? I'm like, I'm sleeping. I'm sleepwalking right now.
Stupid. It's like the ultimate defense.
So, the defense said that Joseph was so stressed about money, it had brought on this whole sleepwalking thing. He was a good father and he loved his kids. He coached their sports teams and never yelled at them or hit them. He hadn't even flinched when 13-year-old Lexi bit him. And then he stabbed himself and didn't even feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's insane. He was completely unconscious
when
he did all this.
Or was he faking it?
Or was he faking it?
I mean, to stab yourself, you got to commit to the part, dude.
Yeah. But again, I think I was watching an interview. I don't remember. Oh, I was watching Nancy Grace. We're going to come back to Nancy Grace in a couple minutes. But he had, like, artificial wounds because they arrested him that night and released him the next day to the prison. Oh, if so he had stabbed himself that hard, he would have been there longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he could have done some. I mean, stabbing yourself. Where did he stab himself?
In the stomach.
In the stomach, right?
Must not have been that bad. And he probably didn't go that deep.
Yeah. Because there's so many organs in your stomach.
Mm-hmm. And then he cut his throat, but didn't do anything.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you believe?
Yeah, what do you guys believe? What do you guys think?
Did he plan to murder his children? Was he sleeping? Is he innocent? Guilty?
After a month-long trial, Joseph Anthony Mitchell was found not guilty of first-degree murder and walked out of the courtroom a free man.
Bye.
Bye.
And his family, like his wife or girlfriend or whatever, she believed him?
No.
We'll get to that right now.
His now ex-wife, Christine, who had filed for divorce very shortly after he was arrested, had to be taken out on a stretcher because she was hyperventilating after the verdict was read. She was I think she was screaming like, I couldn't save you or something to that
effect. Like that.
I should have saved you or I could have been... Something about not being able to save Blake, you know?
Yeah. And let us tell you, Nancy Grace was equally upset.
Listen, if you do any sort of Googling after this episode, you need to Google the Nancy Grace interviews. They're literally like 2 minutes long and she is so angry.
She just says, what in the hell?
That was perfect. Spot on. That's Nancy Grace.
Thank you. Do it again. Thank you. What in the hell? So Nancy Grace wanted to know, what in the hell? these jurors were thinking. We all want to fucking know, right?
Yeah.
We all want to know, what the fuck were you thinking?
What were you thinking? Okay. All right. So here's basically how it breaks down. First degree murder is any intentional murder that is willful and premeditated with malice aforethought. So you planned this beforehand.
Yeah.
The juror said that evidence provided to them was not enough to prove to them that anything Joseph did that night was premeditated. They had actually asked the judge if they were able to convict him of involuntary manslaughter, but the judge denied the request. I think the lawyers tried to change it, too. Like, in the middle of trial, they were like, fuck, like, we're not going to get
first degree
murder. Or second-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for those of us who don't know the definition of manslaughter, here it is. There's lots of definitions in this episode. A killing that stems from a lack of intention to cause death, but involving an intentional or negligent act leading to death. So they would have felt more comfortable saying, yes, he was sleepwalking, and he did kill his son. So it's manslaughter because he didn't plan it, basically.
I don't think that he should have been charged with... Fuck, dude. There's so many things that were suspicious leading up to the incident. Like him about to give the keys away. What was it? The day of or the day before?
That he killed.
Or the day after.
I think it was the day after. The day he killed Blake before. The day before.
Yeah. And he already planned to give the keys.
Mm-hmm. Didn't tell Christine. She had no idea.
This case really... It has me confused.
Mm-hmm.
Go over each detail that you think is fishy. Starting from the beginning.
Well, he was clearly a liar from the get-go, right? He lied about... Oh, I read, too, that he lied about his degrees. He didn't have half the education that he said he had.
Well, he lied about his college. Mm-hmm. The college that he went to, lied about his family, mm-hmm. lied about the degrees. And then was never telling Christine anything about... Their financial situation.
Didn't know that they were losing the house half the time.
It's nothing particularly damning, but it's also like all signs that you see of other people that end up fucking murdering somebody in their family, like lying up like secret lives and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the most telling thing for me is that, you know, he went in, he attacked each child one by one.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't leave Lexi until he thought she was passed. I mean, the thing is if you're sleeping and you're choking your kid out till they're passed out, how do you know if you're asleep? I mean, what's the science? How long does it take to knock someone out? 30 seconds?
Not even. You go out quick.
Quick, especially if it's a big, huge man to a little child.
Yeah.
But how do you know how long to hold on to someone until they're passed, if you're asleep, to move on to the next child?
That's actually a very good question.
How do you know?
That's a good question.
I don't get it. And then you go one by one, and then when you're interrupted, not even by Lexi, but by your wife, you run and lock yourself in a room. He barricaded himself in that room.
Yeah, in the study.
And then cut himself. I don't know. I think it's a little...
Well, here, I'm going to tell an anecdote that shows how weird sleepwalking can be. I'm not a sleepwalker, but my dad was.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And, There's a couple instances where he did shit that was very meticulous
that I thought
was impossible when you're sleeping. I thought you wouldn't be very precise when you're sleepwalking.
Even
but
when you're awake.
Specifically one of these times. Okay, him and my mom in their old room where we used to live, they used to have this full-length mirror from the fucking ceiling down to the floor. And it was tall and thin and had nothing on it. No, like, board or anything. It was just straight up mirror, and there's nothing on the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing was long and thin. He pulled that thing off in his sleep, fully off, and it didn't crack. And that thing's, like, really flimsy. Like, that thing could have easily cracked. And somehow, in his sleep, he pulled it off, set it against the wall without breaking it, and then went to sleep again. And another time, he went downstairs, and he was doing something with milk jugs. And he left the fridge open, left, like, a bunch of food out, and then he left the milk jug in the, like, dead center of the floor. Just, like, right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Like, he was, like, setting up some kind of, like, some milk seance. Yeah, like...
A milk seance?
Trying to get Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. So, like, you could be super... You could do shit that's tedious, for sure.
Yeah,
like,
that's
taking
true.
Off that mirror to not break it had to have been an effort.
Yeah.
So I believe that you can do some crazy weird stuff. shit. I definitely believe that, but I don't know.
I mean, and then you think too, like, on the other side of it, he is losing his home, he doesn't have a job, he has all these mouths to feed, and
well, it's also
no way to feed them. Maybe your brain does manifest something horrible to get rid of the problem. I mean, I don't know.
Listen, I'm not taking the dude's side by any means.
When also, like, you're stressed out about your home.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he's got his father-in-law is living there,
mm-hmm.
his wife, mm-hmm. his three children, and himself. There's five people living in that home.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's stressed about that. He's also sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one in his favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Because now we're talking on his side of it. So, yeah, I think when somebody's sleep deprived... Oh, man. You start, like Scott said earlier, you start hallucinating, and if you guys heard about the Russian experiment, I'm not sure if that's true or not, but people start eating themselves. It's crazy bullshit. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
I'm just going to take a drink of my beer. Some crazy shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. And the worst part of it is there's a little four-year-old that's dead on the other end of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, how do you... That's the other thing, too, is that I read is that he's never really been that apologetic about it. He's never really... Somebody testified that he's a narcissist and he only thinks about himself and...
If he is a narcissist, that's a key component to being a murderer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he, like, when they... He went on the stand. He mm-hmm. testified. And it was very much, I'm this great father because I did this and I did this and I'm amazing because I did this and I love my kids. I just love my kids.
Like, he's just trying to prove the fact that he's a quote-unquote great father.
Which, I mean, of course, that's the place that you need to do that, right? Because you're on trial?
Yeah.
For murder?
Well, yeah, your life is on the line. Like, not your life, but I mean your freedom is on the line.
Yeah.
And I can imagine being bitter, too. Like, say he was actually sleepwalking mm-hmm. and he's trying to get these people. Like, bro, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And imagine being bitter, like, everybody constantly labeling you. Your fucking wife left you. Yeah. Like, all this shit happened, assuming he's telling the truth, I would be pretty bitter, too.
But also, wouldn't you be devastated that you murdered your four-year-old child? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think that would destroy
I think anybody. Behaviorally, I think it's all pointing towards he did it of his own free will.
I can see why
somebody would not believe that, or at least give him the benefit of the doubt, because, like, what if he didn't?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they were talking to the
sticky sitch.
What's her name? Nancy Grace was talking to the head juror, and she was asking questions about, you know, why they found that why they couldn't convict him of first degree murder or whatever. And I can't remember what they were talking about, but it was like something very simple, and they were going back and forth with each other, and the juror could not understand what Nancy Grace was saying. And I think that's, like, a huge problem within our legal system, where it's like, yes, you are judged by a group of your peers, but not everybody's equally educated, and not everybody understands legal jargon. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I think a lot of times people slip through the cracks, whether it's guilty or innocent, because the jury doesn't understand what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Like, the legal terms and the definitions.
Yeah, what belongs to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's both, like, the basis for why our legal system is the way it is, and also its fault at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's a huge hole that needs to be filled somehow. I mean, I don't know how you would fix that.
I don't know, dude.
It's like mandatory education requirements before becoming a juror. Yeah.
And how many trials do we have every single day? Like, there would be no way. You could be college educated and just sit on jurors all day long.
Yeah.
Jurors.
You'd have to have like a dead set panel of jurors at all times, like a pool that you draw from.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, dude.
Be a professional juror, just get to know the legal system well enough and then just go judge people.
But then how could you not end up being corrupt? Like, you know, going in, these people are the set people that you need to impress.
If you're doing, like, big time cases of, like, money laundering and shit like that, they're gonna pay you off. Like, hey, bro, just let me slide, dude.
Let me out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if he's guilty or innocent.
I don't know either. This case is very tricky.
I'm upset that a four-year-old kid, and he's such a cute kid.
Yeah.
The cutest little boy. Like, they're so adorable.
They're all cute. It's a cute family.
Yeah, they're all cute kids. But
I think there's something to say for the fact that his wife didn't believe him and immediately cast him aside. Like, I feel like if I did something like that, Brittany, she would definitely not forgive me. But I feel like she would be able to root out whether I was a liar or not better than anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then also, like, there's a dead child involved. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I think that's where the waters become muddy.
Yeah. And once you have a kid, I think even that love that you have for each other is, like, not the same.
Yeah. I think your love for, I'm not a mother.
Yeah.
But I feel like the love for your child.
Yeah, it's way stronger than
the love for your partner or something.
So
definitely.
In some cases.
Well, I'd say probably most.
If you're a good parent.
If you're a good parent, I mean. look at those two parents that took their fucking kids and were starving, and those 17 kids or something like that?
Oh, yeah. California.
In California?
On Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah. So, any more thoughts on this? I think I've said everything I needed to say.
I don't know. It's so confusing. But we want to know what you guys think.
Yeah.
Again, head over to the Facebook group. Innocent or guilty? I mean, he's innocent in a court of law, but...
But what do you guys think?
Yeah. And I wonder... Sorry. But I wonder where the kids are with him now. You know what I mean? Like, do they go around him?
Probably not.
Right?
Your mom probably turned him against him. Like,
he attacked them, too. And he tried to take them out, too. So.
Yeah. Well, for sure the mom has sole custody. Or,
yeah.
Sole custody of them. But, yeah, I don't know if...
I think he's guilty. I think there's too many... Not stuff that you can really... judge him on, like, in a court of law,
mm-hmm.
like, stuff that would stick, but, like, mm-hmm. all signs point to narcissism, to lying beforehand about, mm-hmm. like, that's all kind of shit that lines up with other things that you see of the serial killer ilk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or not serial killer, just killer in general.
Yeah.
I think something needs to be said, too, like, you know you have this problem. You know that you're not sleeping. You know that you've punched your wife in your sleep. You know you have this violent tendency.
Yeah.
That was his test. That was his feeler right there.
To see if he could smack the shit out of you and get away with it.
Yeah, see if they'll take the bait.
But even if it was real, even if that actually did happen, should you not take steps to prevent something worse from happening? If you know you're not sleeping and you know you're getting up and you're walking around or things are weird happening, shouldn't you, with small children in the house, shouldn't you take extra steps to prevent something more from happening? And isn't that just as bad as, I mean, that's like not a crime, but I mean, you fucked up there.
Yeah. And you want to claim you're a good father.
Yeah.
Like if you're doing shit like that, you got to do your due diligence.
Yeah.
You can't claim that you're a good father and then put your children at risk while you're not, you know, you're not helping yourself.
Yeah.
You're sleep deprived. You could go and, like, I know they were having financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't know if they could have, because our medical fucking system is fucked too.
Yeah.
Our insurance and all this shit. So I don't know if he was able to go and get prescribed something that that could help him sleep.
He could very well have purposely deprived himself of sleep.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, he could have deprived himself of sleep.
Just to bolster his defense. You get
Tylenol PM at Walgreens for $6.
That works for Justine. Knocks her ass right out.
One pill. And I'm dead. Yeah, I don't know. There was something else, too, that he... No, I'm not going to remember. I don't remember. Nope, no memory.
Okay. All right, well... Does that conclude this episode?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've concluded.
Yeah, Scott?
Yep.
Okay, so you guys know we like to end these episodes on a high note.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into our segment.
That's you.
Yeah, that's you, Scott.
Why are you looking at me, bro?
That's you, fool. All
right, this segment comes from a listener suggestion. You guys said you've done this one before?
Yep.
It was probably before I... came on.
By Melissa. So we've played this segment already before.
Oh, did you say this was a suggestion from Melissa?
Yeah,
a
suggestion from Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, we'll see you in Nashville, girl.
Yeah.
What up, though?
So it's a game of murder, accomplice, victim.
Okay. Explain the rules.
So we pick three killers. Yeah, we
got three killers, and we chose deliberately ones that you guys covered on your podcast.
Yes.
Exactly.
I was thinking about whether we should do famous ones or not, but maybe we'll save that for another one.
Yeah.
So out of these three, you pick the killer that you would kill,
mm-hmm.
the killer that you would help kill,
okay,
and the killer you would be a victim of.
So you help a killer that you would help to kill or help in a killing?
We help them kill.
You help them kill.
That's how I understood it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have, our picks were.
We got three picks, go ahead, obviously.
Man. Let's hear them.
Seth Gonzalez.
Who was Seth Gonzalez, Scott? Do you remember?
He was the Filipino dude in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Or Australia.
Australia.
And he killed his parents and his sister.
He was real good there at singing.
And he also sang at the funeral.
Oh.
One sweet day.
My man.
No, but how did he sing it, though?
Oh.
Sorry, I never told. And then he goes, one sweet day.
Get that vibrato, girl.
Oh, man.
Okay. Second one is Linda Weston. she kept a bunch of people and benefited off of
their disability.
Yeah, disability. And the third one is Derek Medina. Remind me who Derek Medina is again one more time.
He told me killed his girlfriend, Jennifer Alfonso,
mm-hmm.
and then put it on Facebook.
Shot her specifically.
He shot her in the kitchen, put it on Facebook, and
that posted her dead body on Facebook.
And then wrote a very long run-on post. No periods, no capitals. There was like a paragraph that matched his book titles.
Oh, and he was on Burn Notice, so.
Oh, yeah, he was a famous actor on Burn Notice. extra in the background.
Stupid. Okay.
Okay. So, we're going to start. First, we'll start with Justine, okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
Just one at a time.
Okay.
First, who would you murder these three?
Okay.
Yeah, Justine, who would you kill? You got Seth Gonzalez, Linda Weston, and Derek Medina.
It sucks because Linda Weston killed...
She killed her first boy.
Yeah, which was her sister's boyfriend or
something.
Yeah. His name Pablo the other two, like
actually murdered. Huh?
Was his name like Pablo or something like that?
Something or other. Hey, that's pretty good. I have no idea.
Probably not. Never trust my memory.
And then we have Seth Gonzalez. He really is on my nerves. Just because he butchered my favorite song. No. I think I'm going to have to kill. I'm going to have to kill. What's his name? What's the other guy's name?
Derek Medina.
Just because he killed that little girl's mom. Left her upstairs while he did it. Yeah. And then left her alone with the body.
Put it on Facebook, too. He basically immortalized
her death.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she did. Because once you put something online,
it never goes away.
It's just there forever.
Yeah. Because I accidentally saw that picture too, and it was
horrible,
disgusting. Okay, so I'm killing Derek Medina.
And who are you helping to kill? I mean, helping. Yeah.
With their crimes.
Helping with their crimes.
Dude, this is a tough one, man. You left two. Real winners.
I'm gonna help Seth Gonzalez because there was millions at stake.
There was actually, yeah,
millions. Well, 1.5 million
in his potential music career.
In his potential music career, he was also a model. Modeler. Some shit.
Don't forget, he was modeling.
Yeah,
I've seen those abs, boy.
And then, so I'm guessing,
like, I'm sad that he killed his family. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
but. Okay. Nope. What's my other option?
You have to be complicit.
And what's my last question?
Okay, so I guess you're going to be the victim of Linda Weston.
Oh, God damn it. She's chaining me in the basement.
Damn, yeah, you chose the worst one. All right. Set in stone. Final answer.
Wait a minute.
These are hard.
All three of these are bad no matter which way you go. These are all fucked. So.
I'm going to have to live naked in the basement in my shit.
And shit in a bucket.
You're going to live in the closet.
I'm going to have to eat it.
You're going to be a new Harry Potter.
And you're going to have to eat your own poop. Drink your own pee. Sleep on a dirty mattress.
I'm pretty tough. I feel like I could take Linda Weston out. Weston.
You could.
You could hope for the best and maybe you'll get a letter from Hogwarts. Maybe you'll be saved.
I almost peed.
I hear your Harry Potter joke and I don't care.
Okay.
It's turn.
All right, now. Brittany.
No!
This sucks.
Who are you going to kill?
I gotta kill... Oh, man. It's hard because Justine did have good.
So far, I good put reasons. Myself in.
No matter who you choose,
brutal terror.
The remaining two are fucked.
It's fucked. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to help either of these fucks, you know, with their crimes.
Yeah.
Sorry
to the Gonzalez family.
Yeah.
Just volunteer to help kill.
This Justine looks like there was an accomplice
for millions of dollars.
An American, oddly enough.
Oh man.
I do like Asian boys.
So, I have to kill...
Oh, yeah.
I have to kill Derek Medina.
Yeah.
I hate him with all my heart and soul.
He had those fishy lips.
He had those duck lips. And he thought he was so tight.
You guys are so weird. Well, your choices are so weird.
I mean, okay, we'll see when we get to you then. And... I do want to kill Linda, too.
I know. I struggled with that one.
You got a good point at 1.5 million
with
Seth Gonzalez.
Yeah.
There's millions at stake.
We can be bought, everyone. We can be bought.
This is tough. Dude, I might have to go with Justine's picks.
They're pretty solid choices. Except for at the last part where you get fucked and you have to live in a basement in the dark. And
eat your own shit. Because if I was a victim... A victim.
She was a victim.
A victim. Of Derek Medina,
I would get shot. Everybody on your Facebook gets to know about it.
I don't want, don't let anyone show me your dead body, okay? I don't want to see it.
Well, if I was a victim, my dead body would be all on social media if I was a victim of Derek Medina.
I don't like it.
So, I'm killing him. He's off.
Okay, bye, Derek.
And Seth Gonzalez, I'm going to have to help you.
For a shot at those millions?
Yes.
Failure. And then, so, you're definitely in prison after that, so that's fine.
And then Linda, I
guess I'm going to... You know what, but we'll be in the basement together. So, it'll be fine.
Yeah, me and Justine will just be in there. And we could take her.
We could definitely take her.
Fuck, Linda, we're coming for you, bitch.
Oh, dang, what was that?
Karate chop.
Yeah, Blake Street came out. Okay.
That's tough, man. That's a tough one.
We screwed ourselves. We should have made better selections.
Right, what? Oh, yeah, that's true.
We did choose these.
We're going to make this lickety split.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Let's hear how selfish you are. Let's hear it.
Definitely helping Seth.
Right?
Millions
at stake. Yeah, you got to get the money.
That's where you guys are right.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't want to kill any people.
Yeah.
Or be an accomplice in anything. That should go without saying.
Yeah.
But there's money at stake. I'm going to kill Linda Weston, because I am not going to get fucking tortured.
Tortured for years.
Yeah.
That is tough.
For years on end. And have to sit in my own excrement.
Yeah. Oh, you have to eat it, too.
And all you get to eat is a couple beans, like a week?
Just a couple beans. Just three beans.
Three beans.
Maybe two.
Psych. And I'm going to get murked by Derek Medina.
I'll just, like, quick and to the point.
It's quick. It was with a gun. It was quick. I'm already dead at that point, so I don't care what happens.
It was with a gun in the kitchen.
Yeah, everybody gets to see it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Who cares? Whatever.
Did you just do, like, a Clue reference?
I did.
Solid.
I caught you. I got that girl.
Yeah, that might have been the better choices.
It is quick.
My heart was bleeding for that little girl upstairs. You were selfish. You would rather...
I guess with Linda, there's a chance that you can escape.
Yeah, you live.
Because she only killed...
The one dude that you put in the closet.
It, possibly two. There was the other one where people didn't know what happened to him.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple.
And wait a minute. She couldn't take me. She couldn't take me.
Yeah. She couldn't mentally break you, I don't think.
Like, I'd be like, bitch, hit you.
Oh, shit.
All the rage.
She had, like, a lot of jewelry in her face.
Brittany would be like, I love beans.
Give me more. Okay. So, those were our choices.
Yeah.
We should have picked better names, but...
What are your choices? Listen, guys, this is a very interactive episode with you all.
Yeah.
Okay? We want to know your scary dream. We want to know if you think Joseph Mitchell is guilty or innocent. Mm-hmm. And we would also like to know what your choices are. Okay?
Yeah. We got Seth Gonzalez, Linda Weston, Derek Medina. Who would you kill? Who would you help kill? And who would you be the victim of? Yep. We want to know.
Hit us up.
Because these choices
are... HMU.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, we are jumping into...
Reviews
now.
Shout out to Melissa again for the suggestion.
Yeah, Melissa.
Even though supposedly you guys did that one before.
We did.
Hunter, you're doing a lot of digging.
Fucking apple.
Keep that in.
Okay, guys, we're jumping into reviews. Guys, we have 147 reviews.
Get us to 1,000!
Get us
Ball
to...
Ball in out of control.
We gotta do baby steps, Justine.
Oh, I forgot.
Get us to
150.
There you go. Get us to 150.
Smash that motherfucking subscribe button. Get us to a billion comments.
Oh.
Or...
Reviews.
Ratings. Reviews.
Oh, okay. My God.
I flubbed it.
I know.
I'm sorry. What's called you, Steven?
Call me Robin Williams.
Flubber. Oh, I get it. Okay, just
ready?
Go? Yeah.
All right. This one is from Kitty McTaco, titled The Bee's Knees.
Five Solid stars. Name.
Love it.
Double vagina reference.
What?
Kitty McTaco?
Oh, yeah. It is a double vagina reference.
I love the content. Love the report. Keep up the great work, gals. Every time I listen, I feel like I'm right there with you having a drink. As you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Having a laugh, and it's good. It's a good time every time. Scott's flat effect makes his dry humor even more hilarious. So I enjoy this new edition as well.
Oh, yay!
I love when they're kind of mean to you.
I've never been told that my humor was dry.
Really?
Really? You do have dry sense of humor.
I'll take it.
Okay.
At least it's a sense of humor.
Next, we have 5-star by Finesse Sinclair, titled Murderinos Unite.
Dang.
Okay, you think I would grow tired of yet another comedy slash crime pod, but no. These ladies talk about crimes about people of color mixed in with alcohol and funny quips. Great show and cute merch. Check it out. You won't be disappointed.
That's I bumped right. the mic and I apologize.
Pam. Pam. Thanks, Pam. All right, next up we have a 5-star from A. Flores 799. What's happening?
Look on Brittany's face. She was so offended.
No, I was like, I was going to say Pam, but you just waited for me. I was like, okay. Just do it for me. All right, sorry, that's fine.
I couldn't hold it in.
Go ahead and say it. All right. Go ahead, start all over again.
All right, next up we have a review from A. Flora 799.
Entitled, fantastic.
5 stars.
It's a level of petty that I can get behind.
I'm gonna kill her. It's fine. All right. I absolutely love listening to these two. They're entertaining but extremely thorough when talking about each of the cases. As bad as some things can get, I really like that they don't leave anything out.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I feel like we leave lots of things out because I'm sensitive.
Okay. The next one is from OK Review 4 stars titled Proud of These Ladies, a new spin on true ... because it got cut out. Yeah. So it says, happy to see a duo of Mexican ladies talking or taking on lesser known murders. I've been listening to every one of their podcasts and can definitely tell how they are getting better each time. It's a different type of podcast than what I'm typically used to, and I can definitely see their potential. The true crime story is easy to remember and well-researched, but the side stories are kind of hard to listen to, in my opinion. Their Stranger Danger segment is a good idea, too. So thank you.
Very thorough review.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
So we have more reviews, but we will be reading them next time because we don't
And our foreign reviews came in, so we'll get to those next time as well.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I was actually going to ask if you guys had checked those.
Yeah, no, they just came in. There was some sort of issue with iTunes. The... I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
thanks, with the app iTunes. Or
something. Yeah, way to go, iTunes.
Okay, so social media. We are wrapping this shit up.
Ready?
Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you want to follow us, you can do so. On Instagram and Facebook. It's About Damn Crime. Word it together. Space it out.
No!
Shout out.
Matt.
Shout out to Bianca and Matt.
Just word it together.
Word it together.
No one is wording it together.
Run it together. Space it out. We are there. We're also on Twitter and Snapchat at IADC Podcast. We also have a Facebook group.
Yep.
It's About Damn Crime. So go join.
Yeah.
It's a fun time there.
Yeah. Go hit up the website.
Go hit up our website. It's aboutdamncrime.com. It's a one-stop shop. One-stop shop.
One-stop shop.
Not an accent. It's totally fine.
It's a one-stop shop. All the links to everything are there. I want to take this time and give a big shout out to Peter over at Podstalgic.
Yeah.
For hitting up our donation station.
Way to go, Peter.
I mean, we loved you already.
My man. Why is it? Why? Why did that interrupt everything?
She is so weird.
I just really wanted to make that awkward.
Oh my god! We can't do anything on this podcast.
I wanted to make that really awkward.
Never talking again.
No, I was kidding. I just wanted to have the silence.
Well, awkwardness achieved.
Yeah. So right. thanks,
Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
No, okay. Seriously, thank you. So thank you, Peter, 700 times. Hey, Peter, thank you.
Peter, thank you. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
All right, guys, we gotta go. All right.
Yeah.
It's time.
We love you guys. We will catch you
on the flip.
Catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the little flip because it's game over. Hey.
Oh my god.
I had that shit brewing for like the past 15 seconds.
Yeah. What is wrong?
I was waiting for my opportunity.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. Hope you guys have a good rest of your week and your weekend as fantabulous.
Just snaps, Avi.
Justine.
Yeah.
My sweet, short-haired baby.
Yes.
Remember,
uh-huh.
There's a lot of desert out there.
Which I said to the bottom 5 inches of my hair.
Oh, you did.
Oh, bye.
She's got short hair now, guys.
Now they're just floating in the desert.
It was a mistake.
Oh. Wow. That's a fucking sick burn. You want some aloe vera, girl?
Justin Bieber.
The Biebs?
Go bleach your hair and shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
As Brendan Schaub says, is the songbird of our generation.
What?
The Biebs.
He's the songbird of our generation?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't Who says that? Brendan Schaub does not say that.
Who's Brendan Schaub?
MMA fighter.
That's on Wedding, on Step Brothers. Will Ferrell says that.
Oh, all right. Got me. Zinger.
Whatever. We gotta go. We love you guys.
This has gone entirely too long.
I'm sweating too much. I love you. Okay, bye.
Adios.